Paul Culliver on ABC Capricornia.
18 minutes past nine. What's your 2023 looking like professionally? Are you sick of having a manager? Are you sick of having a job? Do you want to strike out on your own? That million-dollar, billion-dollar idea that you've had rolling around in your head all these years, time to make it a reality. Well, let's find out how possible that might be. Someone who's been working with Central Queensland businesses to do just that, Stephen Chappell, is a business navigator with Interwork Australia. Hello to you, Stephen.
Really good, thanks, Paul. Great introduction. Well done.
Thank you. Tell me, what is the InterJobs program all about?
Well, it's actually called the Self-Employment Assistance Program, Paul, and it replaced what a lot of your listeners would have known as the old NEASE program back in July.
Oh, I did that. I did the NEASE program like 7 years ago.
Well, there you go, and successfully moved on and working now in radio, which is great.
Yeah, that's it.
No, and so you would have known about that program, and a lot of your listeners would as well.
For people not aware, fill us in.
Yeah, so the assistance program now can help people with a number of things. If they've got a business idea or a small existing business that they want to grow, and we can do things now called exploring self-employment workshops, where people can come online and do 5 days with navigators like myself, who can go through their business proposal, give them some structure, some opportunity, and then they can move on from there. We can do business plan development so that they actually have a strong structured business plan and financial plan. More importantly, they can do free accredited small business training. And a lot of our participants go into that now, and it's an 8-week training program where we take them through all of the elements of the business, you know, covering risk, insurance, every element, marketing. And we can also do some things that were different to NEASE, Paul. Now, we can do business advice sessions where we can deliver 2 1-hour sessions every businesses that want those business advice sessions, and some business health checks for existing small businesses that want us to come in and have a look at how they're going and how they may change.
Yeah, so who fits the criteria for this?
Well, basically, it's open to anyone now, so it's open to all people. There are some eligibility guidelines, and rather than go through them in depth on the radio, it's probably easier if we talk to the people and have a look, but there's not many that aren't eligible anymore.
Yeah.
The other one that's really important that we cover off, Paul, is I'm not sure in the old NEASE program whether you went through the full small business coaching. So if people move through a number of those elements that we've talked about before, they can actually get 12-month support with a business coach, one of us as a navigator, and stick with them for that 12 months to make sure they've reached their goals.
And can you tell me a bit about some success stories and even some success stories in Central Queensland?
Well, look, we've had applications from right across your area, you know, Emerald, Rockhampton, Gladstone, Billawela. But I've had applications from smaller communities, Monto, Sapphire, Depot Hill, Tallina, so it's pretty widespread. And we've had people working in the gemstone industry, eco-friendly products and healing, therapy. We've got people doing pet and home care. So they come into your house when you're away on holidays and manage your home and your pets. What else? We have retail, import and export, manufacturing. So it's pretty widespread. Mm. And people, you know, like you say, maybe working in the existing working in an existing business and are qualified, but want to go out and run their own business and understand how to do their, for example, their therapy, but don't understand the business supports behind it. We can help them with that.
Mm. And look, there was sort of, I'm sure this is even going back into the 90s where the advent of the internet was, you know, we could work anywhere and do anything we like anywhere in the world. The reality of that's been a little bit late coming, but we really do have more and more reliable internet in rural and regional Queensland now. And so are you seeing that where people actually are actually able to operate any kind of, you know, service-based business just from a desktop as long as they're somewhere in Australia?
Yeah, that's right. And that we help them through that process as well. I guess a lot of them visit clients. So a lot of our people that are either therapy or arts therapy, I've got equine therapy, those sort of people, mobile food vendors, they don't have to have a fixed location. Mm. So yeah, we're getting a lot more. We're getting a significant number of people now in the Indigenous field. I've got Indigenous makeup products being developed, Indigenous food production. So yeah, this program fits most people. It's fairly wide. And I guess one of the best examples I've had recently, and this young man doesn't mind me talking about it, for a range of reasons, he's been unemployed for a fair while. He's actually saw that there was an opportunity to do solar panel cleaning. When he got up on the roofs to start looking at it, he saw that the gutters needed cleaning as well. He saw there was no local competition where he was, so we did a business advice session with him. Then he went into the 8-week training. Now he's got a business plan and a financial plan, and hopefully he's about to enter into a coaching agreement with us as well. But interesting for him, he'd never had a lot of experience online, like you say, and he's now got his own marketing materials, his own website. He's doing social media posts he's never done before. And he's covered off all his risks, insurance, his health and safety, and he's away. And he's going to be very, very successful in his area already.
So what a great idea. How many people have just not got around to cleaning out their gutters? And we know that, you know, when the rains come, it's the SES on the radio saying, if you didn't clean out your gutters, that's why you're flooding. So great idea. If you're happy to pull in a bit of work, and I'm sure people will respond by throwing their money at you.
When you're going back to your point about internet access, most of the training that we provide through this service is online. We do face-to-face and a bit of blended work as well, but people don't have to sit in the classroom anymore. They can do it. They set up their own little study groups, and we're having some really, really good successes through the program.
How can people find out more, Stephen?
Look, the best way is to actually go to the interjobs.com.au website. And there's a thing called business startups. They'll just click on there and it'll take them through the information. It tells them how to come to one of our information sessions or to contact us, and we'll be happy to talk to anybody from your area that's keen to have a look.
Stephen Chappell, thanks for your time.
Yeah, great to talk to someone who came through the old program as well. Thanks very much.
Stephen Chappell, business navigator with Interwork Australia.